In the worship life of the church, over the centuries, certain patterns have developed which sometimes have fallen into disuse to the detriment of the worship life of the church. And sometimes they are resurrected to the joy and edification of God's people. An example of this would be the great old antiphons for Advent. A brief history of their development may be found in the service folder. Traditionally, they were the antiphon for the Magnificat of Vespers from the 17th of December through the 23rd. In order for us to have opportunity to use all of them for our preparation for the Nativity of our Lord before our vacation, we shall from this day through Friday a week consider the great old antiphons for Advent as preparation. The first, O wisdom, proceeding from the mouth of the Most High, ruling over the universe and to the ends of the earth with tenderness and power, come and teach us the way of wisdom. Wisdom, obviously, is a word that looms large in our thought and our theology. One can simply peruse the 63 pages devoted to Tefach in the Theologicus Notabuch to get some understanding of the richness of the term wisdom. Sometimes it means simply a skill, and sometimes it has knowledge associated with it. But since Jade just came out yesterday, and I would be the one to remind you of that, you know that there is a clever and clear distinction between wisdom and knowledge. To have wisdom, you must have some knowledge. If one may accumulate lots of knowledge and so little wisdom. But wisdom means more than the accumulation of data. It also and primarily means a proper view of reality, a prudent view of life as it is, and for that purpose, and using this antiphon as our basis, there are two kinds of wisdom. There is the wisdom from within,